This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, April the 12th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SME News Today.
Scientists have created a new method to calculate the number of SMN1 gene copies. Plus, they can identify possible SMA carriers. These are people who only have one copy of SMN1 and do not have the disease, but can still pass it to their children. The new method is based on the analysis of quantitative polymerase chain reaction data. This technique measures the expression levels of genes, or qPCR. It's a test that's highly sensitive, specific, inexpensive, and easy to perform. According to the research team, this new tool has the potential to advance genetic screening technology for SMA. These findings came from a study called Carrier Screening for SMA with a Simple Test Based on Melting Analysis. It was published in the Journal of Human Genetics. SMA is a neurodegenerative disorder characterized by the gradual loss of motor neurons in the spinal cord. These are the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles, and losing them leads to muscle weakness. SMA is normally caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This gene provides instructions for making the SMN protein that is essential for motor neuron survival. In humans, there is a second gene similar to SMN1 called SMN2. This gene can also produce the SMN protein. SMN2 usually remains unaffected in SMA patients. It's mostly known to influence the course of the disease and depends on the number of copies present. Researchers said that due to the potentially severe symptoms of SMA, carrier screening programs are beneficial. If they're done either preconception or prenatal, they can provide reproductive options for the carriers and prevent the birth defects. You can currently identify SMA carriers by determining the number of SMN1 copies they have. Non-carriers normally have two or more SMN1 copies, while carriers have only one functional copy. Chinese researchers tested to find the number of SMN1 gene copies from a group of individuals with different genetic backgrounds. The test was based on analyzing the melting profiles of qPCR primers that were used to amplify SMN1, SMN2, and CFTR. CFTR is a gene that has two copies in all individuals and is used as a control. As a side note, a primer is a short genetic sequence acting as a template to drive the production of a larger sequence of a gene. This is done with the help of special enzymes called DNA polymerases. After amplifying all three genes simultaneously, scientists managed to calculate the number of SMN1 copies that were present in each sample. The results were that samples that had one copy of SMN1 meant that they were a high risk of being a carrier. Two or more copies of SMN1 were considered as a low carrier risk. The investigators analyzed 215 samples. These were from individuals whose genetic background had already been confirmed. The way they did this was by MLPA, or multiplex ligation-dependent probe amplification. This is a technique where scientists can amplify several genes at the same time using the same primers. From the 215 samples analyzed, 113 were classified as high risk for carrier, while 102 were classified as low risk for carrier. Researchers found that all SMN1 carriers were successfully identified with this new screening method. However, three samples with two copies of SMN1 were misclassified as high risk for carrier. This meant the screening method had a 97.1% specificity. But the test was extremely reliable and was in perfect agreement with the MLPA test. MLPA is generally acknowledged as the gold standard for determining SMA carriers. This is because it has a high degree of precision for determining SMN1 copy numbers. But an ideal screening method should also be high capacity, rapid, inexpensive, and easy to perform and automate. This new method does meet a lot of these expectations. It was fast by taking only 2 hours from the DNA extraction to results. It was inexpensive at only 60 cents per test. It had high reproducibility and capacity, and was easy to perform and automate. In conclusion, this alternative test could definitely advance carrier screening for SMA.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
The following is a topic from the Parents and Caregivers Forum that was posted on April 2nd, 2019. Talking to Your Child About Spinal Fusion Surgery by Kevin Schaefer. A spinal fusion surgery is a pretty common procedure for individuals with SMA. This operation is done to help people with SMA prevent or manage scoliosis. You can learn more about it on the main website at www.smanewstoday.com. I had this surgery in the summer of 2005 when I was 11 years old. In my experience talking with other people in the SMA community, I would say that most people who have this surgery do it when they're younger as well. The longer you wait to do it, the more likely you are to develop severe scoliosis. Spinal fusion is a major surgery, and recovering from it is physically and emotionally taxing. I was able to have mine before the school year started, but I spent much of that summer bedridden and unable to do much. The surgery was well worth it, as I was able to sit up straighter and improve my respiratory levels, but the recovery was long and painful. If you are a parent or caregiver, I would recommend talking with your child and their doctors about this surgery. It's not a decision to be taken lightly, but it's likely that their doctors will recommend it. Talk to your child about it and ask them what concerns they might have. Also, feel free to reach out to me and others with SMA who have gone through this surgery. I'm always happy to answer questions and to talk about why I'm glad I did this procedure. For more on this discussion, be sure to register for the SMA News Today forums and connect with us directly. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.